Writer and lawyer Randa Abdel Fattah was 22 years old when she travelled to her grandmother's village in Egypt, listening obsessively to Arabic music from taxis, cafes, and the family radio. What she discovered was a rich linguistic tradition in these songs, specifically the range and emotional intensity of words to describe love. Her new picture book, 11 Words for Love, explores this idea, and Randa joins us this morning. Hello.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being with us and congratulations. I want to start by asking you, when did you first discover music from where your family originate from?
So I've grown up in a Palestinian-Egyptian household, so Arabic music has always been part of our family life. I remember my father, you know, he was really into his gardening, always singing loudly at the top of his lungs Arabic folk songs, Palestinian folk songs and Egyptian songs in the garden. So it's always been a massive part of my life.
What is the significance of music when we talk specifically about Arabic music? You spent a lot of time in Egypt developing your love for it there. You've mentioned there about your father and he was always sort of singing it. What does music hold in significance to your culture?
Well, the Arabic language is just such a rich language and it's such a poetic language. And when you listen to the love songs, and even though I am not, you know, really fluent in Arabic as much as I would like to be, the love songs still strike a chord. Just the range of words used to describe and sort of express the experience of falling in love. There's just like almost a word to describe every single step in the process. And when I was in Egypt as, you know, a young university student, these love songs from famous Umm Kulthum, who's one of the most iconic Egyptian musical artists of all time, her songs would be everywhere. It didn't matter where you were, you know, cafes, taxis, there was just always her songs streaming out. And I found a book of translated works of her songs, and my dad sat down with me, and that's when he really taught me that the poetry of the Arabic language to express the word love is just so rich and intense, and that's when the idea came to me.
It's lovely because music is one of those things where words fail us, music sometimes is the missing piece there to describe the emotion that we're feeling often when it comes to feelings of love and around the heart. Mm-hmm. And then you throw a language in there that's not English, and sometimes the English language fails to actually express what we're feeling. So it sounds like you've been able to find that in Arabic music.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's so true because the English translation of these words do not do them justice. They are they are unable to capture the intensity, the range of meaning, the depths of meaning. They're just an approximation, and that also gives me a bit of leeway when people say to me, "Oh, that's not the exact meaning of that word." Like the uncles who have been reading the books and saying, "That doesn't mean that exactly." I'm like, "Well, it's an interpretation of a word that I really can't do justice to in the English language," but it's still something that I feel I want readers to experience. And sometimes we don't have to understand everything fully to appreciate it and to tap into something that is beyond our own understanding and our own language. And I think that there's something very magical about that.
So you're in Egypt, you're at your grandmother's place, you're listening to this music constantly. And when you return home to Australia, what's sort of running through your mind? Are you thinking, I need to express this, I need to share this with people through a book?
Would you believe it took me about 20 years to get the confidence to do it? I had always wanted to write something that paid sort of homage to the expression of love in Arabic, but I just didn't feel that it would be something well received, that there would be any interest in it. I didn't feel I had the authority or confidence to do it as someone whose Arabic, you know, isn't the best, that needs a lot of practice. But when I returned to the idea, it was something that I felt I wanted to do, and I felt the time was ready. Also, just being a parent of children, and young children as well, and wanting to give them a book that celebrated their language and their, you know, the way that they dip in and out of languages growing up here. And so that's when I gained the confidence to do it, and then collaborated with the amazing Maxime Benaba-Clark to bring this to life.
We're speaking this morning with Randa Abdel Fattah, who is an author of 11 Words for Love. It's this beautiful new book attempting to translate some of the magical poetry of love from Arabic music through to English for all of us to try and grasp and enjoy. It is available now. You can grab it at your local bookstore. Randa, tell us a little bit about sort of what's happening across the pages, because it is a picture book, but there is still a story to be told.
Yeah, so the book is about a family from Palestine who come to Australia as refugees, and it's about all the love that they find in their new home, the love that they feel towards their new friends at school, that towards each other, towards their neighbours, the love they find in community, the love that they feel towards their homeland that they're longing to return to, that they miss. And so it's really taking the reader through all the sorts of stages of love that they fall into as they encounter people that they meet in their small neighborhood and community. And across the pages, you know, each page has a word for love in the Arabic language, and it's transliterated so that people can attempt to sound it out. And then the poetry is on the other page. And I collaborated with the incredible Maxine Benabar-Clark, who's an author and a poet and an illustrator, and she's just brought this book vividly to life. And the collaboration process was amazing because we're working with a language that isn't her first language, and so it was just, you know, really talking through the words and how the words would match the connotations and resonances of the word. And there's so many layers of meaning in the book as well, in the pages. I'll give you one example. Two children, a group of schoolgirls using their hands to spell out the word love, and it's actually the sign language symbols for the word love. So we've really tried to make this a universal message of love that everyone can see themselves in.
I love this story. There is depictions of love in every form. There's beautiful illustrations. There's music, poetry, and language all throughout 11 Words for Love. Like I said, it is available for you to go and have a look through yourself now. Also sharing and touching there on the migration story, which is something that is ever prevalent here in Australia. So I'm really, really thankful that it's also been able to be included in your book, Randa. What happens now for you? I mean, this is out. This has taken 20 odd years. Are we going to have to wait another 20 for the next one?
I had so much fun writing a picture storybook, but you know, people say to me, "Oh, it must be easy." Oh my goodness, it is. It is actually really challenging in a good way, because you know, with a novel, you've got 70,000 words to tell your story. With a picture storybook, you don't have that many at all. So it really is about distilling language down to its like basic essence and really choosing words and playing around with those words, which I love. I love wordplay. So I think it won't take me 20 years, because it was too much of a fun and joyful process to delay. I want to do it again.
We'll be waiting for that. Until then, though, 11 Words for Love. You can go and have a read now from Randa Abdel Fattah. Thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. Thank you for having me.